Nolte, All Remain Sane and Calm Out Here in Rural America. By John Nolte on June 20, 2020. My appreciation for rural America has only grown as the lunacy of blacklists, rioting, looting, woke fascism, and a full-blown Chaz has spread like a malignant cancer throughout dozens of Democrat-run cities. You know what? There really are two Americas. To which I can only say, thank God. Thanks to hard work, a little luck, a gracious employer, and an awesome wife, I live in a small town in the western mountains of North Carolina. We did have a couple of big, for our size, protests over the tragic death of George Floyd. But both protests were peaceful, and what happened to George Floyd is worthy of public outrage. So the protests only made me even more proud of my leafy little corner of the world. The beauty of rural America, and this is why our media, celebrity, and Democrat elite hate us so, is that the left's bullshit can't touch us. To begin with, the left's organized and oppressive violence has no effect on us. And that's primarily because the left-wing terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter know not to come out here. No, our cops don't kneel and we love the Second Amendment. But it's also the left's oppressive rules that don't touch us. For example, all those terrible decisions made by the Supreme Court this week. None of that will touch us. Illegal aliens don't destroy rural America, they destroy Democrat-run cities. Hey, I lived in Los Angeles for 9 years, I know of what I speak. And it's not just the crime that comes with open borders. It's also how the cheap, illegal labor contributes to the urban blight that comes with fewer jobs and lower wages for legal citizens and immigrants. The sheer madness of the court declaring homosexuality, a behavior, and gender dysphoria, a mental illness, a protected civil right. This will never touch rural America because the left-wing activists who intend to use those unconstitutional rulings to destroy traditional institutions, which is their ultimate goal, will be doing so almost exclusively from an urban base of attack. Let me give you an example of what I mean. For a decade, in this same small town, I worked at a company with a ridiculously diverse group of people. Blacks, whites, Hispanics, lefties, righties, gay, straight, hippies, rednecks, evangelicals, scofflaws. Along those lines, we all got along just fine. Now, because it was a high-stress and very competitive environment, there was plenty of tension over other issues. But over all those years, we worked alongside interracial couples, including a same-sex interracial couple, and there was never an issue, and I'm talking 2 and 3 decades before anyone got woke. And that hasn't changed. You see, out here in rural America, regardless of skin color and what we do with our sex organs, we all share one common value, the most important value there is, live and let live. No one barges into our lives to make a point, to make a statement, to topple statues, to loot our Walmart, to be a busybody, to force their values down anyone else's throat. Everyone moves out here to leave Methy Fuck Alonia stand for a reason, to be left alone. It's glorious. Nobody is up in my business, and I feel no urge to get up in anyone else's business. Trust me, there is no better or more peaceful way to live. Now, I'm going to tell you about a guy I will call Paul. Paul moved to leave Methy Fuck Alonia stand and took a job at my company to cause trouble. Paul arrived with a chip on his shoulder and bigotry in his heart. Paul came from the big city and was certain that Southern could only mean Klansmen. So Paul flew his gay flag loudly and proudly. And I mean, both literally and figuratively. But no one reacted, no one was provoked, no one even cared, and that made Paul angry. So every opportunity Paul had to mention his sexuality and the evils of Christianity, he took. Still, no one cared, and that made Paul even angrier. Of course, no one liked Paul. Not because he was homosexual. We'd already had gays and lesbians filter through the office, including a lesbian who borrowed my Cindy Crawford poster during her stay. No, we disliked Paul because he was a superior-minded, insufferable jerk. You want to know what ended up happening to Paul? Nothing. Paul got bored with us and resigned. You see, no one called him a fag, no one persecuted him. No one did anything but avoid Paul, and in a fit of disappointment, because we weren't the bigots he hoped for, Paul sulked all the way back to wherever he came from. You see, there's no bigotry out here. I'm in an interracial marriage, we have never had a problem. Every weekend, My cul-de-sac is filled with white and black kids playing together because that's when my neighbor's grandkids visit. If you don't believe me, read the news. Trust me, if you have the moral courage to connect the dots, what you'll discover is that all these racist cops find work in police departments run by Democrat mayors. All these hate crimes happen in Democrat-run cities or left-wing universities. All the racial tension is in Democrat-run cities. All the racial despair is located in Democrat-run cities. All the blackface is worn by Democrats and left-wing celebrities. All the race riots break out in Democrat-run cities. And all the bigots losing their jobs due to their bigotry either work in the left-wing media or the far-left Silicon Valley. This week I finally picked up a copy of Truman Capote's In Cold Blood, an extraordinary and insightful non-fiction novel about the vicious 1959 murder of Herb Clotter and his family. Capote spends large pieces of his seminal work describing the small town of Holcomb, Kansas, not just the town itself, but the people who lived there. He also goes into great detail about the Clotter family, their mores, religious beliefs, philosophies, and general way of life. And do you want to know what struck me most about In Cold Blood? How, over the 61 years since the death of the Clotter family, 61 years filled with social strife, cultural revolutions, radical feminism, garbage pumped into our living rooms by way of cable TV, same-sex marriage, media hysteria, a sexual revolution, crime, social justice, statue toppling, the rise of internet porn, race riots, stupid wars, deficits, and a failed public school system and welfare state, what struck me most is how little has changed out here since 1959. How unaffected we are by all the godless garbage manufactured in the sewers of Democrat-run cities. It's still 1959 out here. Sure, there's more drug abuse, and we have our share of fatherless families and welfare queens, but overall, we still go to church. We still farm or garden. We still own firearms. We still hunt and fish. We still raise our kids based on the traditional values of do unto others and live and let live. We still stand for the flag and kneel before God. If the schools become corrupted by way of centralized authority, we homeschool. If the NFL and NASCAR and Boy Scouts become corrupted, we embrace our local sports teams and clubs all the more. When TV turned gay, we turned reality shows about Alaska and fishing into ratings hits. Best of all, we're colorblind. I know the woke Taliban have declared the anti-racism of colorblindness racism, but we Hicks don't subscribe to that nonsense, and never will. And if you try to bring your nonsense here, we're just going to poll you. We're just going to be standoffishly polite until you get bored by our lack of bigotry and go home. No matter how much shit the left throws, it never sticks out here in the sticks, unless, of course, we allow it to. If you're stupid enough to watch cable news, that's on you. If you're stupid enough to let the left wind you up and stress you out, that's on you. But if you live in rural America and are looking for a little perspective about real America, turn off that goddamn TV, put down that goddamn phone, grab your dog, a book, and go spend a few hours on your porch. You are under no obligation to waste your life on Twitter trying to save the world. You are under no obligation to ruin your life hate watching cable news. It's your corner of the world that matters. It's your family that matters. Take care of that. Protect that. Enjoy that. The cities are not our problem. Democrat-run cities are not our America. Democrat-on-Democrat oppression and violence is not our problem. Those who choose to live in those cities and vote for Democrats are getting exactly what they voted for. They're reaping the whirlwind, and that's not worth even a moment of your peace of mind. The secret to the good life is to remember that. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.